Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh Clark, and there's Charles W., Chuck Bryant, and there's Jerry. So let's get started. Everybody, be quiet and listen.
Get ready to feel like you're going to poop your pants, because we're going to talk about Olestra.
Which would make you poop your pants.
Yeah, so this one starts back in the 50s. We can't talk about Olestra without mentioning the seven-country study, which was very famous in the 50s for fooling science and the world into the notion that fats are terrible, they will kill you, don't eat them. So all foods started saying, great, we're going to put out no-fat stuff and start pumping in high fructose corn syrup into our things to create flavor.
Right.
And the world is the worse for it.
Right. Yeah. I think we need to do a straight up stuff you should know episode about the seven country study. Okay.
For sure. So let's stop talking about it now.
Okay. So the upshot of what you just said is that by the 70s or 80s, we lived in like a fat free obsessed society, right?
Yeah.
And the manufacturers of food said, hey, sure, we'll give it to you. We'll do some of those amazing things that Chuck just mentioned. And we'll give you low-fat food as much as you can take. And by the mid-90s, like, the whole thing was at its peak, man. Like, you remember Healthy Choice? I think Healthy Choice is still around.
Mm-hmm.
So they came out with a line of foods, and in 1994... Healthy Choice, just the Healthy Choice line of food, made $1.3 billion in sales.
Wow.
Like, that's how much that people were like, here, take all my money. Just give me some fat-free foods because fat's going to kill me and make me fat, and I hate fat. Don't you hate fat? Yes.
Because it's the word fat, and you don't want to be that word, right?
Right. Plus, also, I think everybody was scared to death that we were all going to die of heart attacks if we ate, like, any fat whatsoever. So the solution was fat-free foods, and it was in full swing in the 90s. So by this time, I believe it was Procter & Gamble that came up with Olestra, right?
Yeah, they came up with that. That's just their trade name for polyester sucrose, mm-hmm. and this was developed by them in the late 60s. But it took to the 1990s to really catch hold in full. And this is one of those where it's not like they didn't do product research. They did a lot of testing and research, and they learned that Olestra would make you poop your pants. And they pressed on anyway and went forward knowing this, which it was an interesting decision, to say the least.
Yeah, like, they were searching for a fat substitute for formula to feed premature infants.
Yeah, which is a sweet start.
It is a sweet start. And hopefully they realized very quickly that no infant should ever have polyester sucrose pass through its mouth.
It's probably hard to tell with babies.
Yeah, that's true. But it's not hard to tell with adults. And like you said, their product testing showed there were some real problems with the Olestra when you ate it. You would get abdominal cramping. You would get flatulent. You would poop your pants, like you said. There were a lot of things that came back that were red flags and should have been to Procter & Gamble that should have told them, like, don't put this into food products and then sell them to consumers because this is going to be bad. But Procter & Gamble had spent, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars developing this stuff by this time. It'd been in development for like 30 years. And so they said, nope, we're going to do this. We're going to go get the FDA to approve it. And the FDA said, okay, we'll give you approval, but you have to put a warning on any food item, like the container of any food item that you sell this stuff in.
Yeah, and that label, I remember seeing it. It literally said it could cause abdominal cramping and loose stools. Mm-hmm. They were marketed for their line, for like Pringles and Frito-Lay, as wow, all uppercase, exclamation point. Mm-hmm. And despite the fact that it said on the label, like, hey, this will give you diarrhea, people were like, well, I get that, but can I eat a whole bag of chips and not have any fat? Right. And the label said, sure. And I think that was, I think that actually increased the diarrhea and the cramping, was the fact that people probably overindulged even.
Right.
Because they could.
Yeah. And so we should probably talk real quick about the science behind this, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
So polyester sucrose mimics fat in its taste, its mouthfeel. It does everything that fat does except get metabolized by the body, right?
Yeah.
So like a triglyceride, a naturally occurring fat, is a molecule, fatty acid, surrounded by three chains of hydrocarbons. And when you eat that thing, that molecule, your body metabolizes it by breaking the hydrocarbon chains off of it and using that fatty acid, either for energy or to store later to use as energy as fat, okay?
Yeah.
That's the naturally occurring stuff. So for polyester sucrose, it has a sucrose molecule, and it's surrounded by hydrocarbon chains too, but there's a lot of them. So much so that the parts of your body that normally metabolize fat can't break through all those hydrocarbon chains. And so that molecule of polyester sucrose goes through your body untouched. It comes out the other end just like it went in. So you get the mouthfeel, you get the taste. You get the experience of eating fatty foods with no fat and no weight gain whatsoever. The problem is, on the other side, when it does come out, it comes out with a lot of poop and a lot of cramping.
And there's another problem with this whole thing that we'll talk about right after this.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right. So nice job, by the way, with the science.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Because I was not ready.
Anytime.
So they discovered with Olestra that this is great. It just comes out the body like it goes in.
These idiots will still eat it.
It doesn't metabolize. Here's the big issue with that is the body is used to metabolizing fats, mm-hmm. but now all of a sudden your body gets confused because it's used to doing things one way. And all of a sudden your body's like, well, wait a minute. Maybe I shouldn't metabolize any fats.
Mm-hmm. Fool me once.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
And so it messed with the body chemistry because it literally confused it. And these artificial fats, and I think this is true a lot of times with artificial ingredients, your body doesn't know how to react to that. And so all of a sudden you're gaining weight even though you're eating fat-free foods because your body's not metabolizing any fat. So when you eat, you indulge on that cheesesteak, it's not getting metabolized.
No, because so like the polyester sucrose gets passed through. Your body doesn't absorb it. But your body will absorb naturally occurring fats even if they're not metabolized.
Sure.
It gets stored for fat later. So if your body's not metabolizing either of it, then all the fat that's going through is just being packed on.
Yeah.
So people who were eating this fat-free fat substitute were actually gaining weight from recent research shows.
Amazing.
Even worse than that, possibly, is that the Olestra was like a magnet for vitamins and nutrients. So when it passed through your digestive system untouched, it actually was taking vitamins and nutrients that were already present with it. So you could actually develop a vitamin deficiency from eating too much Olestra.
However, despite all of this,
I know this is the kicker.
In 1998, initial sales of these chips, just these those wild chips, was about $400 million in that year. That was, I believe, the first year that Procter & Gamble debuted these chips. Everyone is pooping their pants. They're eating, I think they found in studies that the wild Doritos, if you ate 16 of those chips, 50% of the participants, half the people that ate at least 16 chips got diarrhea.
Right.
So you would think they find this out, they make their money, and then they get out, and they're just like, all right, we're done with Olestra, because I don't see Olestra anymore on any packaging.
Right, yeah, it's gone the way of the dinosaur.
Is that the case, my friend?
That is absolutely not the case.
No, it's just not called Olestra anymore.
Yeah, back in 2002, the FDA said, you know what, we were pretty wasted when we made you put that warning label on. We've since entered the program, and we want to make amends. So you don't have to put the warning label on any longer. You can just take that off.
Yeah, and now you don't see them as wow because that got a bad name by association. Now you just see them as light chips or fat-free crackers and things like that.
Yeah, so they're still using polyester sucrose in certain products like Lay's light potato chips or Ruffles light or fat-free Ritz or fat-free Wheat Thins, but they just don't call it Olestra or Olean or anything like that. It's still the same thing, but I think that Procter & Gamble managed to get that label taken off because they successfully argued that the results were really no worse than if you ate a lot of like high-fiber
foods. Yeah, they're like, hey, I mean, look at prune juice.
Yeah.
You got a special label on that?
Everybody loves prune juice, but there's no label.
Nobody likes prune juice.
No. What are prunes made from? Are they dates or I always get those confused. The dehydrated you know what I'm talking about.
I know, prunes.
Right, so what is a prune? Is it a fig or is a date a dehydrated version of something?
I'm just enjoying this.
All right.
I think a prune is a plum.
Okay, great, great. Well, then a date is a dehydrated fig, my friend.
And a raisin is a dehydrated grape.
That's right.
And that concludes this episode of Short Stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, send us an email to stuffpodcast@howstuffworks.com.